African Americans and Latinos are twice as likely as whites to be denied traditional home loans in the Jacksonville area. That's the takeaway from a national investigation into unequal mortgage lending by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. WJCT looked at the underlying causes for that inequity in Northeast Florida. Reporters combed through 30 million conventional home loans given out in 2015 and 2016, and they found a pattern of denials across the country. Jacksonville, they say, is one of 61 metro areas with the largest disparities. That's after controlling for a number of factors in order to compare applicants who are similar in every way except race.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead in this direction.
Brenda Ford with the community development group The Vision Keepers is driving through the Newtown neighborhood in nearby College Gardens, where she's been a resident for decades.
Now, College Gardens was a very affluent area back in the day, in the 40s and 50s, and especially in the early 60s.
The neighborhood, she boasts, was home to prominent teachers, a Tuskegee Airman, and a judge.
Judge Brian Davis, he grew up in this neighborhood and these homes down this very street.
But more recently, the majority black neighborhood just west of downtown has struggled with poverty. Ford says parts of town like this one are enduring a crippling lack of supermarkets, shops, daycare centers, and banks. African Americans make up 30% of the Jacksonville metro area's population, but they're not represented proportionately among homeowners. Even the lender that's the most representative of the city's population, out of those that gave at least 40 loans, DHI Mortgage Company, gave just about 20% of its home loans to black families.
Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised by what was reflected in the statistics.
That's Allison Albert with the Jacksonville Area Legal Aid. She says a big part of why banks receive such a small number of minority applicants and approve so few of their applications is location. With 2,500 total applications, ViStar Credit Union is the second largest conventional mortgage lender in the Jacksonville area. But just more than 6% of them came from African Americans, and just 4% of the credit union's loans went to black borrowers.
They're not having a branch there with somebody who you can come in and talk to. If you're not offering your services in a certain community, you can't expect to get applications from that community.
But ViStar Chief Lending Officer Kathy Bonaventura says their approval rate has more to do with an applicant's credit scores and debt. She says her institution does its best to help rejected borrowers reach financial benchmarks for home ownership.
We also have some options if budgeting is the issue, with our money makeover program to help them learn about budgeting and getting their finances in order and rebuilding their credit.
Back in Newtown, Brenda Ford says these types of institutional services are still out of reach for most people not living near banks. That's why, she says, the community is pulling together to create its own financial resources center. They're training a staff of consultants.
They're training them how to interview people, how to find out what their needs are, and to be able to assist them in getting these loans, because they know that the first thing they have to do is clean up their credit.
Ford says community initiatives like that one, in combination with organizations like Habajacks, which builds affordable homes mortgaged through the organization, are filling the void in her neighborhood and others like it. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.